WTOW News time is 8:05. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A student at Davila Middle School in Bryan has been suspended after threatening to bring a gun to school and commit acts of violence. Officer Kelly McKeithen says police were notified by a teacher who overheard a conversation.
Several people that we talked to had different variations of what was said. Of course, the student denied saying anything. So, you know, it's undetermined exactly what was said, but it was taken very seriously. And the student was reprimanded.
School district spokeswoman Sandy Ferris says the teacher who overheard the comments did absolutely the right thing by reporting it to police.
In the culture and climate we're in now, you can't be too careful, I guess. And in this particular case, fortunately, it turned out that the student did not have the means to carry out what he said he was going to do.
Ferris hopes parents who learn about what happened will take away that teachers are vigilant about listening and will act quickly. No one was injured during a robbery yesterday evening in Pommel Circle near Riata Meadows Park. A 17-year-old male told College Station officers that he and a friend were robbed at gunpoint by two people who got away in a dark Dodge Magnum with tinted windows. At WTAW.com, you can find more information. Heroes come in all shapes and sizes, and Bryan Fire Chief Randy McGregor says that's why the department is awarding a first grader at Navarro Elementary School its Citizen Award. McGregor says 3 weeks ago, Caden Fuentes and his mother were on a trip when she went into medical distress. He honked the car horn until a police officer stopped to help them.
The officer heard the horn and he kind of looked back, thought maybe somebody was just honking at him, and the young man stayed persistent in honking the horn and didn't stop, and finally the deputy realized something was up, and he spun around real quick and pulled back up there and realized that Kane's mom was needing assistance, so he immediately radioed for an ambulance.
McGregor says without his quick action in alerting the deputy, they aren't sure how long it might have taken for help to arrive. Life is returning to normal for more than 70 law enforcement officers from the Brazos Valley who participated in this week's presidential inauguration. It was the second time for College Station Police Department Sergeant Blaine Crowder.
First assignment was on Sunday. We were deputized at that point to allow us to enforce any of the laws necessary while we were there. And that evening after that, we were able to kind of go out and visit the town and see a few things. And then on Monday, they started very early and were able to spend the whole day on the parade route and our assignment.
CSPD had 12 officers as part of an overall group of 2,400 who went to Washington to assist local agencies. Approved by College Station voters more than 4 years ago, the Lit Creek Hike and Bike Trail is another step closer to being built. The City Council last night approved a $483,000 design contract, but not before James Benham called for a delay to spend $150,000 to build a mile-long sidewalk to get children walking to Greens Prairie Elementary School off the road.
I'm a parent of small children. I know I have maybe a more active reminder every day when I look at my daughters. And when their friends' mothers come and talk to me about their children's safety. So I'm gonna choose differently here because I think we have better and higher priorities.
Mayor Nancy Berry says safety concerns should be addressed by the school district.
I'm hoping that their parents will look after them and that, you know, school crossing guards or whatever is necessary to get those children safely across any road will be considered by the school district.
Almost $4 million will be left in the budget to build the more than 4 mile trail. And one person is injured after a vehicle was hit by a train in Bryan yesterday morning. Police say the driver ignored the railroad crossing arms on Grosbeck Drive near Main, and as a result, the car was clipped by a train and knocked into a pickup. The driver of the clipped car was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and issued a citation. The driver of the truck was not hurt. WTOW News time is 8:10. It's 63 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids, relax. It's done.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Hey, it's 8:11 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Today, clouds, some breaks of sunshine developing. Mild highs today, 70 to 75. It'll be mostly cloudy tonight. We could see a shower or two. Lows overnight near 60. Clouds are with us during the day tomorrow. Watch for a shower. Temperatures tomorrow close to 70. It'll be mostly cloudy and 55 to 60 tomorrow night. On Sunday, we'll see clouds. We could see some showers. Highs are going to be around 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 812 Ireland's scenic Kerry County, or I guess County Kerry, and then how they do that.
Yes, indeed. That's how they'd say it.
There you go. They want police to lighten up on the drinking and driving thing. The Kerry Council has backed a measure to allow people in rural areas to be able to knock a few back, like two or three pints at the local pub, and then drive home worry-free. Danny Healy-Ray, the council member who introduced the measure, just happens to be a pub owner. But he swears this has nothing to do with that.
Funny how that works.
Yeah. He says they're traveling in very minor roads, often on tractors? With very little traffic, well, you go knock back a few pints and climb on the tractors like George Jones.
that's exactly what I was thinking.
Very little traffic, and they're being treated as if they'd killed somebody. Plus, the nation's tough DWI laws mean that they have to stay home looking at four walls, which then leads to depression and suicide.
And more drinking.
Okay, so there we're to the point where if you can't have three or four pints and climb on your tractor, you're going to commit suicide? Hyperbole lives again. In a 5-3 vote, there are 19 members either abstained or skipped. Hey, let's go for it. Let's see, that's that. Hey, let's go for a 27-member city council, Jay Sokol. What do you think?
Awesome.
That'd be just, you couldn't do your job because you're having to update bios on all of them. Wow. Yeah, that'd be wonderful. Anyway, 19 of them abstained or skipped the meeting entirely. It means that the county will formally ask Ireland's justice minister to allow people to drive home from pubs after two or three drinks on little used roads at very low speeds. Okay. I'm sure that's going to work out just fine. So you're here this morning from the city of College Station, as a matter of fact.
That is correct.
Every Friday, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
It would seem. Yeah.
You're still correct.
So what do you got for us today? Oh, yes, go ahead.
Well, I've got a guest. Is it time to introduce her?
Well, I think so.
Okay. You stopped me there, so
no,
I didn't
sorry,
know.
Yeah. No, sorry.
Got Our it. Guest this morning is Heather Qualls, College Station's recycling coordinator. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Earth Day coming up.
Earth Day.
Earth Day.
Yeah. Good morning, Jennifer. How are you today?
It's Heather. Hey. Good morning.
I'm on medication.
It's
Excuse
okay.
me. I'm on medication. I really am. Yeah.
It
anyway,
happens,
I'm
going to start brother. This
again. Wasted. Yeah. Yeah. Good morning and welcome to KLVI in Beaumont. have you played Jethro Trivia with us before?
I have.
Okay. I didn't remember. Did you win?
I think I did.
What'd you win?
I don't remember.
There
it was 2 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Was it 2 years ago?
Yes.
I didn't know we'd been doing it this long. I didn't think it was that
no
good.
Well, no wonder you didn't remember her name.
Yeah, exactly. All right, here we go. It's Jethro Trivia. It's our fun little recent current events pop culture thing today. It's air freight. Air freight will be our question. And, Kat, I think it's your turn to answer first. Then Kevin will answer. And then you folks from the City of College Station. All right, here we go. Chicago O'Hare Airport officials insisted nothing was suspicious or weird about the container that X-ray. You're nodding your head. You already know this story?
I do know it. Go ahead.
Okay. guess we better.
I want the same answer as Jay.
Okay. Jay has to answer last. Okay. All right. So here we go.
Oh, no.
All right. Officials at the airport say nothing suspicious or weird about the container x-rayed as it went through the customs, and they discovered what? A, a cache of firearms. B, a bunch of human heads. C, the president's real birth certificate. D, Manti Te'o's girlfriend. Once again, it's A, a cache of firearms. B, a bunch of human heads. C, the president's real birth certificate, or D, Manti Te'o's girlfriend. Kevin?
Human heads.
Love it. Kat?
I'm also going to go with human heads.
Jennifer? Heather?
Frida?
I did it for fun this time. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm going to go with human heads.
And I guess the definitive answer.
It is human heads.
It is. Yeah. Nice. Apparently a snafu in paperwork. And this stuff happens all the time.
What, human heads in a box?
They'll ship them around. Yeah, they really will. There was a series on PBS that the local station did not choose to pick up. And one of the most fascinating segments they had was what the airlines do with moving bodies for funerals. Hmm. I mean, you're nodding. Do you remember? Did you see the segment or have you heard about it?
Yes.
Yeah. It's business. I mean,
it's business.
It is a big deal. And apparently Chicago O'Hare is the hub for that. They're just piling coffins in there. Because you think about that as you're boarding the airplane, do you really want to see that?
No.
I mean,
so are you saying they chop the bodies up or why?
No. It's for somebody who dies in Atlanta and they're going to be buried in San Francisco. Then they fly them in an airplane.
Or urn, cremated.
I mean, I understand that, but what I'm having trouble understanding is why there were a number of human heads in a box instead of like a body.
Oh, okay. Well, now what it was is it's the Cook County Medical Examiner's office. Took custody of them. They're used for research. This one happened to be for a dental school, I believe. And that's what they did.
The heads are cheaper to ship than the whole thing.
Plus, they're fun to juggle.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Bulk shipping.
Yeah, there you are. All right, Heather, it's Earth Day. When's it coming up?
April 20th.
Okay.
It's 11 to 7. We have a concert element this year, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Right now, we're looking for exhibitors and vendors. It's completely free to participate. If you're a vendor, of course, there's a $50 permit fee, but we just are excited to get as many vendors and exhibitors out as we can to talk about the environment.
And again, this is something, I don't know, how long has it been going on, do you know?
This is our 18th year.
Okay, I was going to say, College Station was really kind of ahead of the curve on this. And so as a result, it's now we really don't have to explain what it is about. But how's it changed, really, in the last few years?
It's huge. I mean, it's gone from maybe a little over 1,000 in attendance to nearly 7,000 in attendance each year. We've got almost 100 vendors and exhibitors out with different varieties of materials. We've got people coming in from Galveston and Corpus Christi to talk about the environment, and it's awesome. It's become the regional event. So it's not just Bryan and College Station. We've got several people from Waco and Brenham and Navasota coming in. So we're really excited for its growth and for it to keep growing and become the biggest sustainable event of the year.
Yeah, sure. Well, and the other thing I'm thinking about is now in your job, just how has that changed? Because you go to conferences, I'm sure. How has that changed in the last 2 or 3 years? I'm sure you got tons of options, tons of new products and processes out there.
We do. The recycling business is a tough business, and so it's always doing what you can to stay ahead of that and to make changes here and there to make sure that you're compensating for what the market is lacking. So it's honestly been very exciting because it's definitely not the every single day the same paperwork in front of you. So keeping up with the markets, making sure that we're evaluating the best possible places to bring our materials. And it's been just very interesting. And
well, the other dynamic that this brings in the city of College Station is you got 10,000 new people who move into the area
exactly.
every year. Got to re-educate them.
Right.
Are you finding, do you have any anecdotal evidence as to new students who come in, is there awareness enough that they do that? Do young people do this to a greater extent than people in their
50s? They do. And that's the greatest thing about these new generations coming in is that they've got it embedded in them from all of our elementary and high school education. When we go in and give our presentations and speeches, they actually do take that home. So come college, they're ready to get on board with recycling. And so we really... It is a struggle to educate about how our process is, but getting students to actually call in and say, hey, I want to sign up, is not what the issue that we have. It's honestly our 35 and up that we have a struggle getting to participate.
Yeah, getting to change those habits. Okay, again, Earth Day is when?
April 20th.
Okay.
11 to 7.
And if they want some more information, what's the website for it?
BrazosValleyEarthDay.com.
Okay, good. Thanks, Heather. I appreciate
that. Thank you.
What else do you have for us today?
Well, effective March 1st, College Station Utilities will launch a new utility outage reporting system. So beginning March 1st, if you have a power outage or an issue with water, wastewater, CSU would like you to have your count number ready when you call this new number. And that way the response will be a little bit more efficient from CSU's end. And that's what it's all about. So we're going to be talking about that a lot between now and March 1st, because that's a little bit of a change of habits. But there's information on our website at cstx.gov.
All right, there you go. Jay Sokol here from the City of College Station. We do that on Friday with those folks. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VandykeRankin.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Rudy's Barbecue, Malik AC and Heating, and Team Ford. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
822, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Kyle Cassell joins us this morning. Kyle, how are you doing this morning?
I'm great, Scott. How are you doing?
Good. Completed another week in Austin. What kind of went on for you last week in the Capitol?
Well, another short week. We had the inauguration. We got back to business on Wednesday, but Tuesday I spent the majority of the day with folks coming in talking about water.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's so important, certainly, in yours being a rural district. And what kind of exchange, now, when you say folks, were those constituents, were those people?
We worked with the city of Cossey a little bit. They've got an issue that we're working on and had some good meetings with the water board to know how to help them proceed to make sure they can have water for their constituents. And then we met with the LCRA, the Brazos River Authority, and other entities and talking about, you know, ways to fund the state water plant and their ideas. And so, you know, getting up to speed on what we can do this session.
Again, this is something that we don't necessarily feel so much here. We sit on a pretty nice size aquifer in this part of the state, and that's a good thing. But it does seem that at least some of the money out there in the budget is going to have to go toward long-term projection for water usage for a growing state.
Absolutely. I mean, I think we hit on this last week and the week before, but, you know, the numbers anywhere from 1,000 to 1,400 people moving to Texas. You know, we're doing things right in the state, and if we can't hydrate them, we're going to be in trouble. So funding the state water plan, and, you know, I think there's two mechanisms that we had a water meeting that Alan Ritter put on this week, and, you know, one of my young men in the office went and had a great meeting, and, you know, we got educated, and I think we've got a way to do that. So, you know, things look good for the state of Texas. It's going to be a great session.
What are some of the – what's the most surprising thing you learned this week?
Well, this week, I tell you what, it was an honor to be there with Chancellor Sharp and President Lofton and Chancellor Banks as we announced the 25-25 initiative for the engineering school here in Brazos County at Texas A&M.
Yeah, that's the thing that in talking to John Rainey yesterday, you know, being a school that will have professionals graduate and bringing that up to 25,000 – really should bode well as far as the future, having professionals who will continue to give back to the university.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at the applications. I had no idea. There's 1,600 seats available for engineering students, and we have 10,000 applicants. So, you know, with some creativity and working together, we'll get the infrastructure built. And what an incredible opportunity for Texas A&M on the other side of our success in the SEC.
The since we have last spoken, there was a shooting incident on a campus in suburban Houston. Did you hear anything in the hallways after that? Is there anything going on after that most recent incident?
Well, you know, obviously with all the shootings we've had over the last few months, lots of talk, and I know there was some of my freshman buddies have been on the news and some bills coming out, a lot of campus carry. We talked about Senator Byrd Wells. I met with him Wednesday morning at 7:30, and we discussed that briefly, spent more time talking about some of the issues up in McLennan and Falls that we share. But, yes, we touched that, and I know Steve Toth of the Woodlands has a bill, and they had a briefing on that, I think, Tuesday around 4 o'clock. So lots of talk. Everybody is concerned and trying to figure out the best route to go.
As one member of the House, what is your feeling? Do you see that there might be some kind of legislation that comes out of here?
You know, every day I wake up, and today I woke up in Brazos County, which was a good thing. But I'm always proud to wake up in Texas, and I don't think anything's more important than our Second Amendment right.
You know, there are other states that have decided that they will take action to usurp anything that the federal government does on their level that would in any way make a change or impact in a negative way. The possession of guns or clips and that sort of thing. Do you see that Texas might be a state that would fall into that category like I think Montana has looked at doing?
I think so. As I'm blessed with 5 sheriffs, and I tried to talk to them, and I saw my sheriff in Limestone County yesterday when I was in Waco for their Heart of Texas Council of Government meeting, and, you know, they're adamant. They want to protect the Second Amendment rights. They like having their law-abiding citizens out there to help protect and serve the people.
Okay, so you're at HOTCOG, the Heart of Texas Council of Governments. What are you hearing? And so folks know those are the county judges from the Heart of Texas area. What are you hearing from those judges as to what they're going to look for as far as for the state to provide in funding or assistance or things that can help them do what they need to for their counties?
Well, the good news is they realize that they're grateful and thankful that I've been in their counties every month for the last 16 months, and, you know, they were just happy that I was there. They're still in shock that their new representative is making the rounds. So we have an open-door policy. We're working together, and, you know, we need to maintain the funding, no doubt. But, you know, when you talk Falls, Limestone, and Robertson County, you know, the needs are quite different than McLennan and Brazos. So we're going to have to fight hard to keep them and help them with economic development and keeping their citizens happy because they love the counties that they live in.
Yeah, and again, that's so people certainly understand. We live in a pretty good situation in Brazos County, but that's not necessarily true with some of the counties.
You know, when we get to Limestone County, we you know, I spoke with the mayor Grosbeck yesterday and had a good visit. The judge was awful. Judge Burkeen was very complimentary and excited about the opportunities. You know, Mahia, we got to work with that state supported living center and make sure we maintain that. That's 1,500 jobs in Limestone County. Moving to Cossey, you know, still the main priority is water, getting in Falls County water and education, helping them with their schools. And they also have that hospital that is run by the TDJC, and we got to do anything we can to get that to where, I mean, as far as location, centrally located, mm-hmm. That's an asset for the state, and I think we have a great opportunity there. And then Robertson County, you know, how Hearn and Calvert at ISDs need a lot of help. So that's, you know, my focus.
Yeah, you got a laundry list, that's for sure, that you're going to have to take care of because of the geography involved. What happens this coming week for you?
Well, the good news is rumor has it, and I think it's finally going to come through. We should get committee assignments on Thursday, and then, as I understand it, that will mean somebody will hit the fast-forward button, and I think I'll spend a heck of a lot more time in Austin, Texas. But, you know, finally we can get the wheels turning and head in the right direction and do something positive that we've wanted to do since we have obtained this seat.
Sure, absolutely. Kyle Cassell, he's the 12th District House of Representatives guy, and we talked to him on Fridays. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Talk to you next Friday, Kyle.
Scott, look forward to it. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye.
Brazos Valley Center. Director Marcello Busicchi as they present guitar and bandoneon supergroup Giampaolo Bandini and Cesare Chiacchieretta performing Piazzolla's Tango Suite and Four Seasons of Buenos Aires on Sunday, February the 10th. This Italian-inspired journey also includes Puccini's Chrysantheme and Respighi's Suite for Strings. Tickets are available at bvso.org or by calling 845-1234. The Brazos Valley Symphony, your professional orchestra making music come alive.
8:30 news just around the corner. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. High temperature, boy, just not at all what we would expect for this time of year, but that's okay. We can enjoy it. Look for a high temperature of about 75 today. And actually all the way through about Tuesday of next week. Lows each night will be around 60. There is about a 20% chance of shower activity out there all during the time period, but looking at the radar screen, doesn't seem to be anything out there right now. And again, we've got 66 degrees, and the news right around the corner.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the equipment guy. No, the high fives after a touchdown aren't about celebrating anything you do, and yet you're part of every victory. Replacing cleats for better footing, tightening chin straps to prevent injuries, handling problems before they hurt the team. Equipment guy, you do all right in workers' comp. As a workers' comp carrier, Texas Mutual works behind the scenes to help companies keep their employees safe and in the game. Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Texas A&M basketball team on the court at Reed come 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. University of Georgia will be here to take on the Aggies. Be the first time ever the Texas A&M and Georgia will meet in basketball. And again, it's a 5 o'clock tip-off, 4:30 broadcast time on the Aggie Radio Network. Georgia led in scoring by Ken Pope, just over 17 a game. He's also their leading rebounder at just over 7 per game. As a team coming into this game against Texas A&M, they're number 13 in scoring in the SEC at just above 60 a game, and they give up right at 60 a game coming in here as far as their scoring defense is concerned. So it's Texas A&M and Georgia. Reminder again, next Monday night, be another Billy Kennedy show over at Wings and More on University Drive from 7 until 8. Come join the coach for the Billy Kennedy show. That'll be Monday night, January the 28th. Georgia tomorrow at Reed, tomorrow afternoon at 5. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Basketball Report.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Last night's College Station City Council meeting included considerable discussion before approving a design contract to build the Lick Creek Hike and Bike Trail. James Benham wanted to spend about half of the more than $4 million set aside for the trail to add and repair sidewalks to resolve safety concerns. Julie Schultz understood the need, but voted for the trail.
I agree with Mr. Benham about the issues that exist. I do think that there is a solution to that and that we need to look at that, but I don't think it should be in lieu of doing this project.
John Nichols, who also voted for the trail design, says sidewalks are in future budgets.
I think it is part of a major long-run plan for hike and bike trails in the city of College Station, which is part of our signature quality of life objective.
Benham specifically wanted a sidewalk along Reuter Road, which he says children use to walk to and from Greens Prairie Elementary School. A first grade student at Bryan's Navarro Elementary School is a recipient of the Bryan Fire Department's Citizen Award. 3 weeks ago, when his mother had a medical emergency on the road, Caden Fuentes honked the car horn until getting the attention of a police officer. Fire Chief Randy McGregor says they wanted to recognize Fuentes with a special presentation ceremony in front of his classmates.
Talked with Bryan ISD, and they were very interested in recognizing him as well. With that award and also a gift card with his classmates, the principal was very much on board with us doing this. Grand presentation at his school and recognizing for his actions. He's a hero in our eyes and pretty amazing for the actions of a first grader.
McGregor says it's important for parents with medical conditions to discuss it with their children and have an action plan in case of a similar crisis. A local teacher heard a student tell classmates he was going to bring a gun to school and commit acts of violence. This week's incident at Davila Middle School led to a police investigation and the suspension of a 12-year-old. Bryan ISD spokeswoman Sandy Ferris says this case sends a signal to parents and students.
I hope they hear that and realize that we've got teachers who are vigilant about listening and reporting what they hear, and know that when they do hear something that is concerning, that we act quickly on it. And I hope students will understand how serious it is to make a remark that they may even be making as a joke.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the teacher and the students were interviewed.
It was believed that the statements were serious in nature. However, the student didn't have the means to carry through with that threat, and it is still being looked into.
McKeithen says the student denied saying anything. A car was clipped by a train in downtown Bryan yesterday morning, resulting in non-life-threatening injuries for the driver. Police say the driver disregarded the crossing arms and attempted to cross the tracks in the path of an oncoming train. The car was clipped and struck a pickup. The driver was issued a citation and taken to the hospital. The driver of the truck was not hurt. 2,400 officers converged on the nation's capital earlier this week to assist with the presidential inauguration. 12 came from College Station, 10 of them for the first time. Two had been there before, including Sergeant Blaine Crowder.
This time we were up towards the very beginning near the Capitol. The parade's a few hours. It goes a long time. Our day starts early. We loaded the buses at 3:30 a.m., and we probably returned to the hotel around 7:30 p.m.
70 officers from Brazos Valley law enforcement agencies participated in the security detail. Yesterday evening, a 17-year-old male reported to College Station police that he and a friend had been robbed at gunpoint in Pommel Circle near Riata Meadows Park. Two people with guns exited a dark-colored Dodge Magnum with semi-automatic and silver revolver and demanded property. No one was injured. Suspect descriptions are available on our website, WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 64 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Who knows about New Year's resolutions, but the one that never fails is Jenny and I heading to Half Price Books to stock up on cozy up-to-the-fire reads and great stuff for the kids in case the weather deals us a hand of cabin fever. There's just something about the selection at Half Price Books. Me, I'm diving into history and biographies. Maybe it was the election year, maybe some of the new movies that are out, maybe because the prices are so low, I can't help but walk out with a stack of stuff I've been dying to read. I think taking the edge off the cooler weather and sharpening up the old noggin's a good trade-off, don't you think? No pun intended. Jenny's determined to learn how to cook the best noodles in the world. She didn't pasta up one book on that. Got any new interests rattling around in your noodle for the new year? You can sure fill that bowl on the top of your neck with great affordable stuff from Half Price Books on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com. See you there.
If your business is involved in the Home Expo, you'll want your ad in Bryan Broadcasting's At Home Magazine. At Home Magazine is full of local articles reaching local homeowners. An attractive full-color 60-page glossy publication, At Home Magazine offers almost everything a homeowner needs to know to spruce up his home inside and out. To get an early bird special on advertising in At Home Magazine, contact Sam Jones today at 695-9595 or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Hey, Dad, I think Meatball's trying to tell me something.
You already told me. Everybody wants a nice price.
That Meatball's a smart dog. Come to Team Navasota, where you get a nice price. Like a new F-150 crew cab from Team Ford for $10,000 off.
Nice price.
Or get a new Ford F-250 for $11,000 off. Plus, only at Team Ford, every new vehicle comes with a free lifetime warranty. Plus, if you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2A.
Today, clouds, some breaks of sunshine developing, mild. Highs today, 70 to 75. It'll be mostly cloudy tonight. We could see a shower or two. Lows overnight near 60. Clouds are with us during the day tomorrow. Watch for a shower. Temperatures tomorrow close to 70. It'll be mostly cloudy and 55 to 60 tomorrow night. On Sunday, we'll see clouds. We could see some showers. Highs are going to be around 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Chris is here this morning from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley. How are you?
Good. How are you doing this
morning? Good. We have a guest this morning?
Yes, I have Jennifer Pokerol with me.
We're opening up our annual Benchmarking the Arts program, and it's really exciting for us. I mean, if you've been around town, we now have 28 of these benches, and for people who don't know what that is, just walk outside, look around. Downtown Bryan especially, we have all these artistic benches that were painted by local artists that were privately funded. Well, Jennifer is here with
me. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Great.
How are you?
Thank you. You know, cities have, and this has been embraced by Bryan College Station. As you travel, you see cities do this. They take something and they reproduce it all over town, but it has different looks. Are you commissioned to do these, or how many benches have you painted?
I've painted two, and I'm commissioned to do two more.
Okay. Now, how does that work? Does somebody come to you to say, would you do something for us, or what?
Exactly. A local business owner might be interested in supporting the arts, and they would purchase a bench from Chris, and then they would interview an artist or possibly even know that artist because of working with them in the past.
Is there a limit to the number of benches that will be sold this year, or how do they determine how many benches will go out each year?
We at least want to start out with eight. I think Chris could answer what the limit would be on that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the first year we did 20, and I'm just like, oh, man, it was great. Great fundraiser, but, it takes a lot of time to do these benches. They take weeks, sometimes months. So this year we're running to do eight. We're already more than halfway there. If you have an idea about a bench or you have an artist that you want to work with, let us know and we'll do that. We do commission the artist to do the bench. And the other thing is, if you don't have a location, you don't want it at your business or you don't want it at your house, we prefer for it to be out, we can find a location for
sure,
it.
Sure, that's it.
And, there's a lot of nonprofits that would love to host a bench. And so it'll be out in the community. We'll promote it. There's a map, all that good stuff.
Very good. Anything else you got going on?
We have a great juried show right now. All the local artists in the Brazos Valley Art League they get judged here by professional artists.
All right. So if you want some more information, again, the website.
acbv.org.
There you go. Visit the folks from the Arts Council on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
843, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Ted Nugent was apparently on the Clip Howard show yesterday.
Yes, he was.
And
that's what I heard.
Yeah. I need to talk to Clip about the Nuge. And because I have a story here today which is rather distressing, so we'll...
About the Nuge?
Yeah. Matter of fact, so we'll see that. So, what's the first step in making a good impression on someone?
Being strong enough to make them... Never mind.
No.
Smiling?
If you wait until the handshake, you've missed it. Joe Navarro, who's a former FBI agent and author of What Everybody is Saying, says we humans start to influence each other from a distance. That distance could be across a parking lot, down a hallway, or at a door just a few feet away, but you'll need to make the most of it. In the business world, there's a good chance you'll be spotted before you make contact or conversation. So it's important to keep that in mind, especially if your arrival is anticipated. Personal grooming and other unflattering body language could wind up making a bigger impression on spying eyes than that firm handshake. As you're walking into the office, don't drop your stuff, you know. As you're trying to get through the door, things like that, kind of fumbling through life.
Right.
Or you lock your keys in your car like I did at our very first, the day I met Mr. Ben Downs, I had locked my keys in our car at the company Christmas party. In my car, I mean.
Really?
Yeah.
Atta
and
girl.
Then when I left the Christmas party, that was at the Downs' house, I shook their hands and I said, thank you for coming.
Very nice.
I was nervous.
Oh, were you? Well, I'm glad that we kept you on. That's good.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, let me see if we can...
What do we need to do?
Well, I'm going to try to find Clip Howard if I can.
While you're doing that, I found this really cool thing online.
Yeah?
George Lucas has always loved Disney.
Yeah.
He just signed that multi-cajillion dollar deal with Disney for all the Star Wars stuff.
Right.
Well, in The Empire Strikes Back, which was released 33 years ago, someone just discovered in the fight scene with Luke and Darth, you can see a crystal Mickey Mouse head.
Really?
It's in the background. I mean, I thought it was a lie. I thought it was Photoshop. No.
Hello?
It's hidden in there.
Okay. Hello?
All right. We are on the radio.
Oh, good.
All right.
So now you talked to Ted Nugent yesterday.
Yeah, I did.
How'd that go?
It was pretty awesome.
How long did you talk to him?
Almost 20 minutes.
Wow. So what was the most amazing thing you learned?
The amazing thing I learned? I'll tell you the most amazing thing for me I learned. He said his final tour date, he only tours in the spring and summer, which is not hunting season.
Okay.
But his final tour date was at Billy Bob's on August 26th. On August 27th, he was sitting in his tree stand at his ranch in near Waco.
Oh, there you are.
And he's hunted every day since except for 5 days.
Wow. Wow. Okay. How's
so
the hunting, you say?
That'd be about 300 days a year. And the second thing was he uses the venison. First of all, he donates lots and lots of venison to the Hunters for the Hungry program. But they donated over a ton of venison jerky to the troops overseas this year.
Oh, very good.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as Ted put it, he has gotten notes saying your venison helps us kill more bad guys. So
it's
a win-win for me.
Got to know your audience.
Yeah. And then he had some choice words about Danny Glover's visit to
campus. Oh, did he? Oh, I can imagine. Did he mention Dee Snider?
He did not, but I did see that.
Yeah. The what we're talking about is Dee Snider, who used to be the front
Twisted
man for
Sister.
Yeah, Twisted Sister. Blabbermouth.net says that Dee blurted out that even though Ted is a gun-toting conservative back in the Vietnam War days, he didn't bathe for a week and threw up on himself at the draft board to get out of serving.
You know, it's interesting. There is an interview he did with Piers Morgan about a year ago.
Really? Who, Dee Snider or...
Sorry, Ted. Okay. And asked him about getting out of the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
And Ted's, you need to look at Ted's answer, which I think is great.
Okay.
I mean, the bottom line is, he said, I had a student deferment. I was in school. I did not volunteer. He goes, I'm sorry now, but at the time I was 17 years old and I wasn't real smart. And, so, you know, I mean, it's an answer many of us could give,
frankly.
Oh, sure.
Frankly, I think that's probably right.
During the Vietnam era.
No doubt about it, yeah.
This is a guy that has gone over many times, who does incredible things for the troops, and who is very outspoken for the troops. So, you know, that's fine if Dee Snider wants to talk about stuff like that, but what is he doing, you know?
Yeah, well, and again... Who among us has not changed our opinion about things over time?
Well, and that was his point. He goes, look, I was 17 years old. I'm not proud of it, but I was stupid. And
all been there. Very good.
There you go.
All right.
It was great. No, he was outstanding, and it's archived on our website at chiphoward.com.
Oh, really? You have a website?
Nah, a little one.
There you go. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks,
see
you. Yeah. All right. Clip Howard.
Interesting.
Okay. Has his own website. Wow.
He's highfalutin.
Man, that's something. Okay, men serving in the elite Vok Battalion, I guess, unit of the German Army.
I know where this is going.
Are developing breasts on their left pectorals. The doctor who is treating the men say that their trademark close order drill is the problem, as it has been that the men repeatedly, violently slap their guns onto the left side of their chest, thus stimulating mammary growth. The condition, which has been diagnosed in 74% of the battalion members who visited Army medics, it's a big number, with concerns over the growth. The director of plastic surgery, it's our second plastic surgery story today, at the military hospital in Berlin said, they need to change the way they drill. The constant slamming of the rifles against the left side of the chest is clearly a significant factor. Well, I guess they need to decide. Okay, again, shall we just give them little toy guns and they can march around in tennis shoes? I mean, or do they really want to something special and different?
I think it's just adjusting the drill so they don't pound the peck.
Okay, well, or they could put like a pad in there to keep that from happening, baby. We'll see how that works
out. It could happen.
I don't know how long the battalion's been around, but I'm guessing it's not anything new. But there you go. Ohio judge has ordered an admitted deadbeat dad not to have any more children until he proves he's able to support the four he's already got.
Well, there's an idea.
You know, it's probably illegal. It'll probably end up at the Supreme Court, but it makes way, way too much sense, doesn't it? 35-year-old Assam Taylor was ordered not to procreate during the 5-year probation he was given by the judge after pleading guilty to nearly $79,000 in unpaid child support.
Oh, that's a class act.
See,
right there.
Yeah, this is not going to happen. I mean, it's really not. Got that many kids. I mean, how many moms? I mean, it almost sounds like Ray Lewis. Oh, I didn't say that, did I? anyhow, so, but again, I guarantee you this is going to end up at the Supreme Court or some sort of a court. It may go to the Ohio State Supreme Court, but come on. That's just a real common sense way to solve the problem of this idiot who continues to procreate and doesn't even support the ones that he's already put on Earth.
The best seats in the house are mobile. It's the Gym Car, now available at Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. No other line of electric vehicles offers the versatility and reliability of Gym. Backed by 60 years of Polaris quality, Gym can be just as essential to your operation as the home team. It's street legal, delivers exceptional comfort and quiet operation, and costs pennies a day to operate. Ready to move. That's Gym. Visit Polaris Fun Center today for a test ride of the Gym. Just 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue. Polaris Fun Center. We sell fun, not tractors.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance, and I have some exciting news. Effective December 5th, W.E. Gibson Insurance has moved from the Kroger Center. We are now located on the corner of Longmire and Deacon in College Station. We feel that this new, very convenient location will enhance our ability to provide exceptional service to our many present and future personal and commercial insurance customers. We invite our customers to visit us at the new location on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. If you aren't presently one of our customers and you're in the market for auto, home, business insurance, or any other type of insurance, come see us at W.E. Gibson Insurance on the corner of Longmire and Deacon, or visit our website at wegibson.com. Our agency is over 130 years old. We are a trusted choice independent agency representing over 45 companies. And in case you didn't get it earlier, we are now located on the corner of Longmire and Deacon in College Station. Come see us.
Hey, good morning. It's 7 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Figuring that a bank executive would have access to all the cash in the bank, Jose Silva went into a bank in De Leon Springs, Florida, walked into the manager's office and asked for stacks of money. Just give me stacks of money. Claiming that he was the, quote, boss of the bank.
So he didn't want piles, only stacks.
Stacks. Well, and again, my thought is the manager probably knows who the boss of the bank is, but nonetheless. Manager sent him away, but Mr. Silva went to a teller and pounded his fists on the counter and demanded the exact same thing. The teller asked if he had a check to cash or a debit card. I don't need it, he said. I'm the boss. When the teller didn't fall for his plan, he rolled his eyes and walked out. Another teller had recognized Mr. Silva, gave his name to the sheriff's deputies, who pretty well caught up with him about a block away. I'm going to walk into the bank and tell them that I'm boss and I'm going to get the money? Okay. Talking to the voices in his head.
It's something.
It's it. If you rinse your mouth out with water after you brush your teeth, you're doing it all wrong. Okay, we're to the point now where we don't even know how to brush our teeth anymore. Back a few months ago, we had the story of you floss and then brush, and they told us that was wrong. You need to brush, don't rinse it out, and floss so you get all the foamy stuff in between the teeth, and that helps clean them out. And now they're telling us,
but don't swallow the fluoride because that's bad for you.
But they're saying that's what happens is you rinse away the protective fluoride coating that you've just applied. Why don't you just get all your teeth yanked out? Just go for it. Just do that. God. Anyway. The best routine is to drink a glass of water before you brush. Avoid using too much toothpaste on your brush, and when you're done, step away from the sink. After you skip the post-brush rinse a few times, you should start to get used to it. And if it just feels wrong, try rinsing with a fluoride rinse instead of water. Well, that makes sense. You could do that. But again, fluoride, either you use fluoride rinses.
Mouthwash that has some in it.
Yeah. Because there's a... Yeah, we'll finish the story, then I'll talk about something else. Anyway, so do that, and that way they say it's also a good idea to avoid eating or drinking anything for half an hour. Okay, so you can't swim and you can't brush, you know, can't eat.
That's not true. They're not swimming things in wives' tail.
Yeah, I know it is. Have you seen the stuff in the grocery store that you buy? It's a liquid to spray on your vegetables to clean them.
Yes.
Okay. Well, why doesn't water work? I mean, I'm just saying. I know there's probably, you know, somebody who's really depending on that money for that company to send their children to school, but why do you have to do that? Can't you just use water? Seems like that would work.
Because it's got magic powers.
That's it. I suppose so. All right, now I'm in a... I have no way to go about this other than to just tell you. I'm in a pharmacological place the other day. And right there by the checkout counter, they have gum. I mean, right? Jillions and jillions of kinds of gum.
Sure.
And again, if you're old like I am, you can remember when there were like five kinds of gum. And now they've got any number of ways for you to try to chew their gum, right? I mean, they put two flavors together, whatever, the colors. They put the squishy stuff in the middle. Do they still do that with the little squishy
yes.
stuff? Okay. I think it was Trident. They have apple pie flavored gum.
Yep.
Boo. What? Have you ever tried chewing gum after you have had any kind of crumbly anything
but
in your mouth?
But I mean, I guess it's the flavor. Hello?
You ever wonder why it's safe to have fluoride in your toothpaste here, but if you go to Europe, they have banned it and you're not allowed to bring your toothpaste with you?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Non-fluoride toothpaste.
Yep, you're right. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, they'll drag you from your house and beat you to death.
that's probably a little much.
Yeah, probably. Why do you want apple pie flavored chewing gum? I mean, I guess
it might be used as a dieting tactic.
Well,
if you're wanting to not eat actual pie.
I mean, I know that there's plenty of sour apple, and this might be, if you like apple, this might be a different thing when it comes to that. But I just I saw that, I'm going, okay, what happened to spearmint and just, you know, cinnamon and all that kind of stuff?
Could I just borrow a stick of Beeman's?
Yeah, exactly. Clove gum? Yeah.
Well, I think what's good is if it can give you kind of your fix for sweets. I have a friend who was on Weight Watchers and lost more than 100 pounds, and she chews all kinds of different flavored gums because when you're chewing gum, it's like, you know, maybe 25 calories instead of 100 or
sure, yeah.
So.
Well, I guess I just.
But it does sound a little off-putting when you don't think about, well, what could it be used for?
All right, here we go. Recyclables that you didn't know were recyclable. Holiday lights. Holiday LEDs will gladly take your old lights, shred them up, and sort the remaining PVC glass and copper. In 2011, the state of Minnesota collected and recycled 100 tons of dead lights. We should have done this while Heather was here talking about that stuff. Dentures. Grandpa's choppers may hold $25 worth of recyclable metals, including gold, silver, and palladium.
No kidding.
Yep. Dentures get discarded after the metals are removed. One program has donated all its earnings from these metals to UNICEF and given over $400,000.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Coffins. Sometimes funeral directors have to move a body from one coffin to another. When that happens, the first coffin becomes unusable and therefore unsellable. It's a biohazard, as long as they tell you. Rather than bury the coffin in a landfill, some morticians give the companies that turn the caskets into fine furniture.
Well, now, hang on a minute.
Wait,
if you're dead, how is that a health hazard?
Yeah.
Because what did you
die of?
And your body could be oozing different.
You're still dead. If they're going to put somebody else in there, they're going to be dead, too.
Oh, well, that's
I'm just saying.
True.
Yeah,
that's
you're not going to get any deader. CDs will not decompose in the landfill, but they can be shredded into a fine powder, later melted into use for automotive and building materials, or actually in pavement.
Hmm.
Trophies. Same as the cheap bowling trophies, you know, that you've got there, right there in your bedroom or wherever. If you're finally over the rush of winning that trophy or the participation trophy you have, they're recycling the centers that will take them and melt them down. So, you know, not bad. Gift cards and wallet waste. Gift cards, hotel key cards, credit cards, Most are made of PVC. Over 75 million pounds of recycled PVC tossed into the landfill every year, so you can do that. Crayons. Crayons. They're made of wax. They can be melted down, remade, and resold. In fact, you can mail your unloved Crayolas to the National Crayon Recycling Program. And finally, roofing shingles. Roofing shingles. You